Hey guys, Carl at Fisherman's Land here. Just want to kind of give you an update what's been going on here today. Sorry about the lack of reports the last 3 or 4 days, but there hasn't been much to report with all this weather we've had in San Diego with all the wind and rain and everything. We haven't had a boat off the dock since Sunday there. But today, we got the Tomahawk and the Shogun off the dock last night on day and a half. The Shogun had 31 anglers when we last talked to them earlier this afternoon. They did get that fish relocated late in the morning. They had 10 bluefin, 60 to 90 pounds. Saw a very good sign of fish boiling all around the boat. Saw some good sonar marks. They saw some breezers and stuff like that. Also, the Tomahawk had 22 passengers. Last time we talked to them earlier this afternoon, had eight bluefin tuna, a couple hanging, 60 to 110 pound fish there. Same story. Saw fish throughout the whole day, fish boiling around the boat, saw sonar schools, a couple freezers and stuff like that there. We do have the enhancer trips departing every night, either on the Pacific Queen, the Condor, the Tomahawk, the Pegasus, the Islander, the Shogun. Just check out fishandline.com. You can see everyone's schedule there for the next couple of months there. The Liberty on a full day trip there, Carnival Islands, had 115 rods, breads, and 60 rod fish there. They did see pretty decent sign of yellowtail. Just the conditions were not all that great there at the islands, especially after all the wind and swell we've had there. But Captain Charles said they did see good signs there, and as soon as the conditions improve, which could be tonight, could be tomorrow, the next day, probably be pretty good fishing on the yellowtail fishing there. If you do plan on going on the yellowtail trips there, good yo-yo rod, surface iron rod, and light bait rod there. Decent fishing on the happy trips, you know, on the dolphin here. Some rockfish, some lean cod, some sheephead, some sculpin and stuff. Not the greatest conditions on the beach here all either with the high swell and all the wind we've had there. But the dolphin does leave at 6:30 every morning at 1 o'clock. If you guys do plan on going on the day and a half trip, same story, a light bait rod, a good 80-pound, 100-pound rod for throwing the flat balls at night and stuff there. I would even have a good 50-pound, 60-pound rod out there. A few fish on the Colt Snipers there with the treble hooks. Good light bait rod there. Good 40-pound outfit, you know. Whatever your favorite outfit would be. If you could find some of that 35-pound black water, that is good also. But make sure you got a good 40-pound outfit with my bait. 10-10 size circle hooks would be ideal. Check out fishandline.com or give us a call here at 619-221-8500. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.